Welcome to Machine Learning, How the World Works. Listen Software Solutions, Dr. Y. I created Dr. Y to encompass my whole collection of micro theories, which I had created over the years on my site to answer questions about finance, logic, philosophy, just a wide range of topics. And with large language models, I realized that the micro theories by themselves, which were statements of fact, could be used to get the large language model to respond. So, for example, if the way my search engine worked is it was looking at the vowels and constants in word patterns, and based on that, it could determine what was a noun and probably which was a verb, which I found really interesting just with that pattern. And later with Spacey, I was able to identify what the nouns were. And so I was able to then identify in a question that was being asked what the nouns were, and then do a search for the micro along the micro theories to see what the content is. Today, what I want to do is in my Flutter app is have the micro theories in an array, and then identify the nouns in the question, and then search for a match in the micro theory. But since I don't have a rating on the micro theory, I can't know which one would be the highest value, but so it will find the first micro theory that with the match, and then use that as a submission to the large language model, and then the large language model will respond to the content of the micro theory and debate out the truthfulness or the weakness of the micro theory. Now, I found that really fascinating because that way I was able to preserve the knowledge base of my micro theories, and at the same time, I was able to get the deeper analysis and comparative analysis from the large language model. So the Dr. Y is attempt to answer hard questions and to provide reasons and to evaluate the truthfulness of different statements made by the micro theory. So I hope you enjoy that, and I'll provide the link in my podcast.